Hello, Australia. Welcome to your weekly superannuation news wrap summarizing the industry updates. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Saturday, the 25th of October, 2025. To kick things off, the big story this week is a major shift in Labor's 2023 superannuation tax changes proposed by none other than Treasurer Jim Chalmers. In a move that will undoubtedly make waves in the industry, Labor's contentious initiative to tax unrealized gains is officially off the table. This considerable change offers relief to self-managed super funds across the country. The new policy, set to be effective from the 1st of July, 2026, shifts its focus to super accounts exceeding $3 million. The policy will index thresholds for inflation, introducing an additional 15% tax on realized gains. In a nutshell, this nudges the tax rate up to 30%. This measure aims to alleviate the tax burden on younger Australians and average income workers, many of whom have been watching this space intently. However, like any significant change, this development comes with its fair share of challenges. Chalmers now faces the uphill battle of securing Senate approval, a move that is integral to the government's larger tax reform agenda. While this change is set to exempt the average workers from higher taxes, it does not fully alleviate concerns surrounding bracket creep. As always, the devil lies in the details. Economists and industry leaders are keeping a close watch on the policy's ripple effects on different consumer segments. That's all for this week's Superannuation News Wrap. For more updates, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, knowledge is power, and informed decisions can make a world of difference in securing your future. I'm Paige Estratori. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week with more industry news.